哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all of you.
感谢主又回来爱门顿，跟大家一起来敬拜神。
And we thank our Lord once again. I have come back to Edmonton, to see you all.
今天晚上的题目是生命的河。
And tonight's title is the River of Life.
我们知道水是非常的重要。
We all know that water is very important.
没有水就没有生命。
Without water, there's no life.
海洋虽然有很多水。
Although the ocean is full of water.
海水是太咸了，是不能喝的。
But the ocean water is too salty that we cannot drink.
大部分我们喝的水啊，都是通过河里面提取的。
And most of the water that we drink are from the river.
像我们埃蒙顿，我们就有 Saskatchewan River.
And in Edmonton, we have Saskatchewan River.
卡加利都有 Bow River.
And in Calgary, they have Bow River.
没有河就没有城市。
Without a river, there's no city.
最近小弟在读创世纪。
And recently, I've been reading Genesis.
再详细的去读每一章。
And I once again read each chapter in detail.
感谢神啊，他从神的创造里面，小弟得到很多的灵感。
And thank God that through reading the book of Genesis and also through God's creation, I was inspired much.
我们看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2,
第八节
verse 8.
创世纪第二章的第八节
Genesis chapter 2, verse 8.
我们一起读
Let's read this together.
一二三
Now the Lord God has planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed.
这里说神在东方的伊甸立了一个院子
Here it says that the Lord God had a garden in the east.
在伊顿啊，伊甸这个地方。
And it's in a place called Eden.
原来啊，在东方呢，有一大片的地方啊，叫做伊甸。
And in the east, there's a huge place, and that is called Eden.
那在那么大片的伊甸里面呢，神就挑了一个地方呢，放了一个院子。
And in this place of Eden, God chose a place and planted a garden there.
那这个就是人最初住的地方。
And that is also the first place that man lived.
大家有没有想过为什么伊甸园叫做伊甸园呢？
Have you ever thought of why we call the garden the Garden of Eden?
原来啊，在希伯来文里面啊，这个伊甸这个地方啊，代表着快乐的意思。
In original text, Eden means happy.
所以我们一想到伊甸乐园，我们就是说啊，这个是乐园，这个是快乐美好的地方。
And so when we hear the word Eden, then we know that this is a garden of happiness.
那到底有什么的快乐在里面？
So what kind of pleasure can we find in this garden?
如果我们看创世纪第二章的话，就看到有至少有三种的快乐在里面。
And if we were to read Genesis chapter 2, we can find three kinds of happiness.
Pleasures.
First, the first is the spiritual pleasures.
因为在这个伊甸里面，伊甸园里面啊，亚当夏娃天天都可以跟神在一起。
Because in this Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they can be with God every day.
没有阻隔的。
There's no barrier between them.
随时都可以跟神 connection, 跟神连线。
And they can connect with God all the time.
就是随时可以跟神见面。
At any time they can see God.
所以这个就是一种属灵的快乐。
So this is a spiritual pleasure.
这是最高层次的快乐。
And this is the highest pleasure that we can find.
这个是就是灵魂的快乐。
And this is the pleasure in spirit.
因为人的灵是神创造的。
And the man's spirit is created by God.
如果你的灵跟神的灵连上了，那就会快乐。
If our spirit is connected with God, then we can be happy.
那再往下一层。
And then coming down.
它有一种这种家庭的快乐。
There is a pleasure in the family.
因为亚当他不是孤单的。
Adam, he's not alone.
他有他的太太陪他。
He had his wife with him.
那没有犯罪之前，他们两夫妻的关系也非常的好。
Before they sinned, they had a very good relationship.
一个人如果他的婚姻关系是正常的，是美满的，那他也很快乐。
If a person's family relationship is good, then the whole atmosphere would be good.
他一下班就想回家了，因为他爱的人等着他。
And when the man gets off work, the first thing he wants to do is go home and see his wife.
第三种快乐呢，就是因为有的吃啊，也可以吃很饱。
And the third pleasure is of abundant food.
因为在伊甸园里面，什么水果都有。
And in Garden of Eden, there are a lot of food.
又不用钱，又不用工作。
And they don't have to work or they don't have to use money to buy.
当然要工作了，要照顾伊甸园，但是不是太辛苦。
Of course, men had to take care of the garden, but it wasn't that labor.
想吃什么，随时就摘下来吃。
And whenever they want to eat and whatever they want, they can do so.
就是肉体的快乐。
And that is the pleasure of flesh.
这个叫做 Eden 的意思。
And that is the meaning of Eden.
今天一个人如果要真正得到快乐的人生，也需要这三个层次的快乐。
Today, if we want to become happy, we also need these three levels of pleasures.
肉体。
Our physical,
心灵上，那个家庭，还有或者是这个精神上的。
Our family and also in our spirit.
最后呢，就是跟神的关系。
And then the last would be all the relationship with God.
你有没有这种真正的快乐？
Do you have this true happiness?
如果你的人生是在真理里面的，
If your life is in the truth,
你就会有这三种的快乐。
Then you will have these three kinds of pleasures.
神会把家庭和乐赐给你，神也会把你生活的物质赐给你。
God will give you happiness and will also give you your daily necessities.
但是你一定要把神放第一。
But first of all, you need to put God first.
其他两样的快乐，家庭啊，物质啊，神都会提供。
And then your family and your physical needs, God will provide for you.
真正的快乐，真正的伊甸啊，是不会带来痛苦。
And the true pleasure and the true Eden, do not have pain and suffering.
但是如果你只追求肉体的快乐，
However, if you're only pursuing your fleshy desires,
会给你带来痛苦跟烦恼。
They will bring you pain and also troubles.
好，那我们来看看这个伊甸园。
So let's look at Eden.
伊甸园是所以有那么好的生活，因为它里面有一条有四条河。
The Garden of Eden, life in the Garden of Eden is so good because they have four rivers.
其实是有一条河，后来分成四条。
In fact, it was one river and then it got split into four.
没有这条河，伊甸就不是伊甸。
And without these four rivers, then the Garden of Eden would not be Eden.
我们看二章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 10.
创世纪二章的第十节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 10. Let's read this together.
创世纪二章十节。
Chapter 2 verse 10.
一二三。
The river watering the garden flowed from Eden, and there it was separated into four headwaters.
从那里分为四道。这里说，有一道河从伊甸流出来。
Here it says that there is a river flowing out from Eden.
然后呢？灌溉整个伊甸园，一个花园。
And then it covers the whole Eden.
哇，如果没有这条河，伊甸就是一个沙漠了。
Without this river, then Eden can be a desert.
那有伊甸这条河，然后就有生命。
And once we have this river, then there is life.
有生命
in Eden.
就有神的祝福跟供应。
And where there is life, then there is the blessings of God and also the providence of God.
所以这条河很重要啊，是关键。
This river is very important.
今天这条河也有属灵的意思。
And this river today also has its spiritual meaning.
真正的快乐，真正的祝福是从神来的。
The true happiness and the true blessings comes from God.
那如果你要被神的河来滋润，你也会得到神给你的福气。
If you want to be nurtured by this river, and to receive the blessings from God.
那这一条河后来呢就分成四条河。
This river later on it was separated into four rivers.
那这四条河呢，每一条河呢都有它的名字。
And each river has its own name.
有两条河的现在还在，有另外两条呢已经不晓得去哪里了。
And two of these four rivers still exist today. The other two are gone.
可能已经干掉了。
perhaps they have been dried up.
但是在神创造天地的时候，这四条河同时出现。
But when God created the heavens and earth, these four rivers were there.
那我们今天来看看这四条河是什么。
So let's look at these four rivers.
我们看第一条。
The first river.
我们看二章的十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
The name of the first is Pishah. It is the one that flew around the whole land of Havana, where there is gold. 这里说伊甸园流出来的河，第一条分支的叫做比逊。
Here it says that the first river that got separated from the main is called Pishon.
然后呢，这条河里面呢有金子在里面呢。
And then in this river there's gold.
哇，那这个有属灵的意思。
And there is this spiritual meaning.
从神流出来的河，从伊甸流出来的河，这条河叫比逊。
A river that comes from God and flows out from the Garden of Eden, it's called Pishon.
好，那比逊呢？这个字的什么意思呢？
What does it mean? What does Pishon mean?
比逊这个字，意思就是加添，一直增加的意思。
Pishon means adding, increase.
是越来越多啊。
And that you will get more and more.
你可以想象，这条河一开始流出来一点点，但是哇，越流越多，越流越多。
And you can imagine that in the head of this river, the water may be slow, but then it flows out and the water becomes more abundant.
越来越多水啊。
And there's more and more water.
很多河都是这样，从上游的时候其实一点点。
And a lot of rivers are like this.
到时候它要快到流到大海的时候，哇，它非常的宽的。
The upstream spring is small and slow, but then when it flows into the ocean, it becomes abundant.
这个字很有意思。
This is this.
神的恩典是越来越多了。
This name is very meaningful because God's blessing will increase.
罗马书五章二十节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章二十节。
Verse 20.
我们再一起读。
Let's read this together.
罗马书五章二十节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 20.
一二三，律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多。只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。保罗告诉我们，律法本来是外天的。
Here Paul tells us that the law actually was.
律法是定罪的。
Was to condemn.
哇，你越多律法，啊，这也不能做，那里不用做，但是大家都做不。大家都打破这个律法。
And the more laws that we set up, then the more things we cannot do.
因为我们没有办法去遵守啊。
Because we are unable to follow them.
所以律法越多，定罪就越多。
And therefore, when there are more laws, then there are more sins.
但是这里保罗说了，因为神的救恩呢。
Here it says that it is because of the grace of God.
虽然我们人的罪是很多，越来越多。
Even though man's sin have increased,
神的恩典却是更多。
But the blessings of God are even more.
这不是鼓励我们去犯罪。
This is not encouraging us to sin.
而是说，无论你是一个怎么样的人，只要你是愿意来到主的面前，他都赦免你。
But rather, doesn't matter how sinful a man is, as long as he is willing to come before God, all his sins would be forgiven.
恩典很多啊。
There are a lot of grace.
像保罗，
just like Paul,
他自己是个罪人。
He was a sinner.
他是罪人中的罪魁。
He was the sinner of sinners.
但是神都是接纳他。
And yet God accepted him.
所以他都说这个恩典呢、啊，罪在哪里显多，恩典就显多了。
And that is why he says that where there is more sin, and where the blessings are more.
神给我们这一条恩典的河流是越流越多了。
And God give us this river of blessings.
我们不要觉得说我们不配来到神的面前。
And we should not think that we are not worthy to come before God.
罪人就是主所爱的。
God, the Lord loves the sinners.
我们再看约翰十章十节。
Let's turn to John chapter 10, verse 10.
约翰十章十节。
John chapter 10, verse 10.
这句也很宝贵。
This is also a very precious verse.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
渡水来，无非是要偷窃。杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。这主耶稣做一个宣告。
Here, the Lord declared，
就是说他来了要叫羊得生命。
He said that he came is because he wanted to give life to the sheep.
我们之前的生命是一个破碎的生命，我们是一个虚空的生命。
The life that we had before was broken.
啊，你看上班、下班啊，去买东西、去旅游，然后呢，就是就是我们的生活了。
And we go to work, we come home, and then we go holiday, and day by day we live the same.
啊，旅游的时候快乐一个礼拜，但是回来又要面对一样的叹气。
And when we go vacations, of course, we are happy for that short time. But when we come back, once again, we are not. And a lot of times, man's life is very empty. They have no direction. They don't even know why they live.
但是主耶稣说，我来了，是要叫你们得生命。
But the Lord said that I come because I want to give you life.
主耶稣说，救你的命，主耶稣要你为他而活，你的命是有价值的。
The Lord saved you because your life is worthy.
当你的生命的价值是跟主耶稣有关的时候，就为了主而活的时候，你的生命就变得丰盛。
And when your life is connected with the Lord, then it becomes worthy and it will become more abundant.
那就越来越多了，你就感觉到有意义了。
And then your life will become so abundant that it becomes meaningful.
再来，我们的爱心也会越来越多。
And then our love will increase.
我们看腓立比书一章九节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
一起看腓立比一章第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
一起大声读。
Let's read this together.
一二三。
And it is my prayer that your love,
就是要你们的爱心，在知识和各样见识上多而又多。哇，这里要另外一个多出来。
And once again, here there's another abundant.
保罗叫你们祷，保罗的祷告就是叫腓立比教会。
Paul's prayer is for the Philippians to receive more.
爱心越来越多。
That they have more love.
腓立比教会不一定有一个像我们那么漂亮的会堂。
And the church in Philippi may not have the beautiful chapel that we have.
那个年代根本没有会堂。
Because in that era, they don't even have a chapel.
他们也没有什么有知识、有学问、有钱人在里面。
And they don't have people who are highly educated or people who are rich.
但是保罗有一个祷告。
But Paul, he had one prayer.
我要希望腓立比教会的爱心越来越多。
He wanted the love in the church of Philippi to increase.
因为最大的是爱啊。
Because the greatest is love.
最大的不是说哇、哦、你是有多大的学问。
The greatest is not that how highly educated you are.
你都会讲道。
That you can summarize.
也不会说哇，我多懂得圣经的原文啊，或者是什么的道理啊。
Or you don't have to know a lot of the original text of the Bible.
最重要的是你要有爱心啊。
The most important thing is that you must have love.
当然我们要别的东西，但是没有爱心，就一切都是虚空的。
Of course we want other things, but without love, everything is meaningless.
但是爱心不是说、哦、嘴巴说要有爱心，什么都是嘴爱心，爱心要建立在。知识上面，还有呢，见识上面。
But love cannot be only paying lip service. That we have to build our love on knowledge and wisdom.
不是光光说有爱心就重要。
And that we cannot just put love on our lips.
如果你有爱心，但是没有真理，没有 knowledge， 那你的爱心这个在神面前没有价值。
If you have love and yet you do not have the truth and knowledge, then it becomes meaningless.
你有爱心，但是你不会分辨。
You have love, and yet you do not now know how to discern.
比如说，你当父母，你很有爱心。
For example, your parents have a lot of love.
但是很有爱心，是不是你孩子要什么你都给他
？But when parents have a lot of love, does that mean that you should give your children whatever they want?
那你要分辨啊，什么可以给，什么不可以给。
You need to tell, you need to discern whether what is the right thing to give them.
什么时候给，什么时候等，要他等一下。
And when to give them, and when not.
但是整体来说，就是爱心要增多。
But overall, our love have to increase.
今天我们的爱明顿教会爱心有没有越来越增多
？And today, our Edmonton Church have we increased in love?
我们是接受了很多的爱心。
We have a lot of love.
啊，我们盖这个会堂的时候，全世界很多教会都给他们的爱心给我们。
And when we bought this chapel, many churches.All over the world, donated.
我们没有钱、啊、
because we had no money.
哎，他们的爱心多而又多，哦，一直加给我们，一直加给我们。
But TJC all over the world, they donated a lot of money to us.
让我们可以把这个会堂买起来。
And that showed their love, so that we can by this chapel.
其中一个教会很有爱心，就是布鲁克林教会。Brooklyn Church.
There is one church that is full of love and Brooklyn.
那时候他们自己都还没有献堂，他们自己都还有工程要做。
At that time, they didn't even dedicate their church yet. They have a lot of work to do.
但是他们听到我们欠钱，哇，他们就捐了很多钱。
And yet, when they heard that we need money, they donated a lot.
他们的爱心感动了我们。
And their love touched us.
上个礼拜我听到他们的教会发生问题，因为太冷了，纽约太冷了，爆水管。
And last week, I heard that New York, they had a cold winter, and so the water pipe in Brooklyn Church
broke.
And so the whole church was flooded.
天花板也破裂了。
And even the ceilings came down.
这个安息日聚会都不能在里面用，可能要维修很久，要花很多钱。
So they could not hold Sabbath services in that church, in that chapel anymore.
现在他们有需要了，我们也是要有爱心的表现。
And now they have a need, and so we need to show our love to them.
当然要为他们祷告。
Of course, we need to pray for them as well.
能帮助什么的，我们也需要帮助。
We must see what can we help them with.
所以这个爱心要多而又多，好像一条河，越流出去就影响了越多人，也感动了更多人。
So we must have love and also increase our love so that we can shower our love to others.
还有圣经说这条河里面有金子啊。
And also it says that this river has gold in it.
记得第十一节这里说啊，在那里有金子。
In verse 11 it says that there is gold in the river.
一条河里面有金子是什么意思？
What does it mean when there is gold in the river?
我们知道啊，在河里面呢有金沙，有矿物啊。
We know that rivers they also have minerals.
但不是每一条河都有。
Of course, not every river has minerals.
有一些河是有金的。
But some rivers do have gold.
这里可能是圣经记载第一条有金的河。
And this is perhaps the first river that's recorded in the Bible.
不用挖到很深就找到金了，你随便在那个河里面掏就有金了。
And you do not have to dig deep to find the gold. Perhaps you just have to, you can see it on the shallow shore.
这条河是不是很宝贵？
Isn't this river a precious one?
金子代表什么？
What does gold represent?
我们看彼得前书一章六到七节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 6 to 7.
彼得前书一章六到七节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 6 to 7.
一起读。
Let's read this together.In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. 7.
叫你们的信心既被试验，若被那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在基督耶稣显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。金子代表信心。
And gold represent
faith. 哇，在河里面有金子。
In this river, there is gold.
你的生命被神改变，从伊甸流出来。
When your life is changed by the Lord and it flows out from Eden,
你的信心也会越来越多，越来越大。
Then your faith will also increase and become more and more.
不是说我们就生活一定都很顺利。
It doesn't mean that then our life becomes smooth sailing.
有时候我们也会遇到困难。
Sometimes we will encounter problems.
第六节说有 trials, 就是有百般的试炼，哇，很不顺啊，哇，很痛苦啊，困难啊。
And in verse 6 it says that we may face various trials.
但是你的生命在伊甸里面，在神里面被神改变。
But your life in God has been changed.
在你的生命当中有金子一样啊，金子就是很纯洁的信心。
And in your life is like this gold that is.It's refined.
不会被环境打倒你。
And then you will not be broken by your circumstance.
这条河叫比逊，增加的意思。
And this river is called Pishon, means increase.
增加爱心。
Increase the love.
增加信心。
Increase the faith.
增加恩典。
And also increase the grace.
第二条河。
The second river.
我们看回来二章十三节。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 2 verse 13.
我们一起读二章十三节。
Let's read this together.
一二三。
The name of the second river is Kishon.
第二道河名叫基逊，这是环绕古实全地的。第二条河呢叫做基逊。
The second river is Kishon.
那这条河呢？ 是环绕古时全地。
And it surrounds the whole land of Cush.
那查一下这个字的意思啊。
And so when I look into this name.
基信这条这个字就是涌出来的意思，很大力涌出来的意思。
Gihon means bursting forth, means that it's with great force that it bursts.
不是慢慢流啊，一滴一滴这样，是喷发出来的。
It is not flowing slowly and gently, but it is actually bursting out.
我们知道有一些河的源头就是一个泉源。
We know that some of the rivers, its origin, in fact, is a spring.
那有一些泉源呢，哇，它喷发出来的时候呢，喷得很高的，哇，非常的涌流的。
In some springs, it's the water's force is huge, and it will burst.
因为水量很大，所以它流过的地方就好像喷发一样。
And because they had a lot of water flowing down, and so the force was great.
哇，这个是很有意思。
And this is quite meaningful.
我们知道生命的河，伊甸的河就代表属灵的生命。
We know that the river of life is the river of the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰七章三十八节。
Let's turn to John chapter 7 verse 38.
约翰七章三十八节。
John 7 chapter 7 verse 38.
一起读。
Let's read this together.
约翰七章三十八节。
John chapter 7 verse 38.
大声读，一二三。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
哇，这里主耶稣讲到，信的人在他里面也要流一条河出来啊。
Here it says that whoever believes in the Lord, they will be rivers that flow out from him.
这个涌流的力量是很大的。
And this, the volume is huge.
因为知道这个水量很大，才可以改变呢，才可以有一种力量。
Only when we know that the water volume is huge, that it can change us.
那这个流出来的河是什么呢？
And what is this river that flows out from us?
主耶稣在这里就解释了。
And Jesus here, he explains.
第三十九节。
Let's look at verse 39.
我们同读这个约翰七章三十九节。
John chapter 7, verse 39.
一二三，耶稣这话。是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。在第三十九节，主耶稣就讲了这个河是什么。
Here in verse 39, Jesus talked about this river.
很有力量的喷发出来的河是什么？
And he said that this river is full of force and burst out.
这是圣灵啊。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
从你肚子涌出来，就是指一个人要受圣灵。
And that this water that flows out from you is the Holy Spirit.
当你求到圣灵。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵充满。
That you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
里面好像涌出一股河流啊，哇，很有力量。
Then from you it seems that there is a river flowing out.
不单只是让你感觉满足而已。
Not only it will make you feel satisfied and content.
它的力量大到可以改变你。
That the power of this Holy Spirit is so huge that it can change you.
那这个改变的是很大的。
And so your change will be great.
造成神的爱在里面喷发，在里面涌流。
Just like the love of God in you that burst out.
我们看哥林多后书第五章十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三。原来基督的爱激励
我们，
我们知道众人，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。十五节。
15。
并且他替众人死，叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。啊，这里有一个比较不同的版本啊，十四节中文这里说，基督的爱催逼我啊，中文是翻作激励，但是以后叫催逼。
And here in the Chinese version of the verse 14, it says that a love compel us.
啊，对 ，ESV 翻译是 control us， 就是完全控制我的意思。
But the original text means that it controls us。
或者是把你逼，把你控制住，逼住你了，哇，让你不想动，你都要动。
And it controls you and then force you to do something.
你看这个河里面，如果这个河的水啊喷发出来的。
And just look at the river. If the water is so huge and that it bursts,
你站都站不住啊，你就被水冲走了。
You can't even stand in the water because you would be flow away.
你没有自己的意识了，已经自己的意识已经站不住了。
That you no longer have your own will.
你也不能说哦，我在河里面玩水，我走在河里面，不可能的，因为这个河太大了，这个水也太充满了。
You cannot say that I want to stand in the water and play with the water. You can't because the water was so strong that it moved you.
这条河，生命的河，就是神的灵，也是神的爱。
So the river of life is the Holy Spirit and also the love of God.
啊，神的爱如果真的是在我们心中喷发的时候
，and when the love of God burst from our hearts,
涌流的时候
and when it starts to flow out,
你真的是忘记你自己
honestly, you will forget yourself,
你不会再爱自己
that you no longer love yourself.
今天为什么我们没有办法真正的很用心去跟随主
and today, why is it that it is so hard for us to follow the Lord?
我们信仰不冷不热
that our faith is lukewarm,
因为我们呢没有让基督的爱在里面涌流
Because we don't have the love of the Lord in us.
不是基督不爱我们。
It's not that the Lord doesn't love us.
而是我们没有真正让基督的爱在我们里面越来越变大。
But rather it's because that we do not want the love of the Lord burst out from us.
忘记神的恩典。
Or increase within us.
忘记神的恩典。
And then we forget the grace of the Lord.
我们只想到我们自己。
We only think of ourselves.
所以我们想的信仰都是有气没力的，有心无力。
And a lot of times our faith is so lukewarm that we don't do much.
好累哦，好累哦，聚会好累哦。
And then we feel that I'm so tired coming to the service.
做圣工好累哦。
It is very tired for me to do any holy work.
传福音也好忙啊，好累。
And then when we want to evangelize, we feel that oh, I'm so tired and I'm busy.
但是你看一个妇人如果生了孩子。
But when you look at a woman when she had a child,
一个小 baby,
when she had a baby,
晚上要起来喂奶三四次
and at night, the woman had to wake up three or four times,
一两个钟头要换尿布
and or to change the diapers.
但是为什么妈妈虽然累，但是她还是要继续做这个事情？
But why is it that when the mother was so tired and yet she continued to do it?
因为有爱在里面。
It was because that she loves the baby.
这孩子是你生的，从你肚子出来的，所以他自然就会忘记一切。
And the baby comes from the womb, of course that she loves the baby and that she wants to do everything.
这个爱都完全控制他，好像一条大的河把他冲着走。哎，那就忙了，就没关系，我要爱我孩子。
So the love controls her and forces her to do everything that she could.
所以就没有，虽然累，但是还是会很愿意的去做。
Even though she's tired, but she's willing to do anything.
保罗就是这样。
Paul's like that.
他也很累啊。
He was also very tired.
他的生命不单只是累啊，他的生命好多次差点失去了。
Not only he was tired, he almost lost his life many times.
但是他还是愿意去传福音。
And yet he was willing to spread the gospel.
为什么？
Why?
他还没有拿到一毛钱呢。
He didn't even receive a penny.
但是他还是去做。
But yet he did it.
因为基督的爱催逼他。
He did it because the love of God compels him.
或者控制他。
Or controls him.
因为这个爱太大，神的灵、神的爱在他心中大大的充满。
And because the love of God was so huge, and that and the power of the Holy Spirit was huge, that it burst out.
这条生命的河流是非常的大的力量。
So the river of life it has great strength.
我们有没有让它去流动呢
？But have we allowed it to flow?
所以我们要求神的爱在我们的心中一直的催逼我们、激励我们，像这条河一样。
So we must pray to the Lord and ask Him to compel us, just like this river, that we can burst out the love of God and the Holy Spirit as well.
关键就是圣灵。
The key point is the Holy Spirit.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书五章五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书五章五节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
一二三，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。常常祷告，常常被神的灵充满。
And when we pray regularly and that we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
你心中就被神的爱充满,
then your love will be filled by the love of God.
因为神就是灵, 神也是爱,
because God is Spirit and God is love.
神的灵充满你, 你没有爱心都不可能啊,
and when the Spirit of God fills you, then you will have love.
神的灵充满你, 你不爱人都不可能啊,
the love of God fills you, then you will love others.
神灵充满你, 你不传福音, 不救灵魂, 你都受不了啊,
the love of God fills you, then you will preach to others.
神的灵充满你, 你想推圣功, 你都推不了啊, 你都不敢推啊,
and the Spirit of God fills you, then you will not dare to deny any work.
你只觉得自己做得太少, 没有报答主啊,
you will only feel that you have done so little that you have nothing to repay.
神的灵感动你, 哦, 神要用我的家庭, 来, 神, 你拿去用,
and the Spirit of God moved you, and then you feel that my whole family would be for the use of the Lord.
神要用我的儿子, 拿去用,
and if the Lord wants to use my son, let go ahead.
神要用我的丈夫, 拿去用,
and if the Lord wants to use my husband, go ahead.
神要用我的家做家庭聚会, 拿去用,
and God wants to use my house to have family service, go ahead.
神要用我一切, 我都拿给神用,
and if God wants me to do anything, go for it.
神要我的生命, 拿去用,
and if God wants my life, go for it.
这就是神的爱催逼你, 或者是控制你,
and that is the love of God that compels you or controls you.
这条河, 如果流出来, 就是有那么大的生命的改变,
and this river, when it flows out, it has this great strength.
还有你的心, 你会涌出赞美的话,
and then from your heart, you will always praise the Lord.
我们看诗篇45篇,
let's turn to Psalm 45.
诗篇45篇,
Psalm 45,
第一节,
verse 1.
诗篇45篇第一节,
Psalm 45, verse 1.
我们一起读,
let's read this together.
三, 我心涌出美食, 我论到魏王做的事, 我的舌头是快写的书笔, 这里说, 我的心涌出赞美神的话,
here it says that my heart overflows with the pleasure of the praising words.
这条积训河啊, 哇, 一直涌出, 不但只涌出, 神的爱, 还涌出, 赞美, 感谢, 赞美。
This Gihon, the water from Gihon not only bursts out, it overflows.
今天你的舌头涌出什么话?
Today, from what kind of words does your tongue speak?
有时候我们一生气, 一生气啊, 嘴巴就骂人了, 就骂人。
And when
sometimes
when we got angry, then we speak words of anger.
有时候我们一生气, 还爆出粗话,
and sometimes when we get angry, we even swear.
我们有时候一生气就爆出不客气的话, 大声的话,
and sometimes when we were angry, we will say things.
我们有时候心里面一不爽, 我讲一些伤害人的话,
and then when we'll say things that is regretful or hurt others.
因为我们的心控制不了,
because we cannot control our heart.
耶稣说你心里所想的, 嘴巴就讲出来,
and the Lord says that whatever is in your heart, you will spell them out.
有时候我们很容易批评别人,
and so it's easy for us to criticize others.
有时候我们一点点埋怨, 一点点不顺利, 我们都涌出埋怨神的话,
and sometimes when something is not going our own way, we will complain, and then we will say things that,
以色列百姓这样,
that is hurtful.
没得吃又抱怨, 吃麻辣又抱怨,
just like the Israelites, when they had no food, they complained, and that when they had manna, they also complained.
神都没有收他们钱, 天天给他供应免费食物,
and God gave them food every day freely.
真的有给他收钱吗?
Did God take any money from them?
他们应该感谢神啊,
and yet they didn't even say thank you.
不用做奴隶, 有饭吃,
they don't have to work, and yet they have food to eat.
真的感谢神啊,
they have to thank God for it.
神就救我们出埃及, 要去迦南地, 以后就有好吃好住的了, 应该感谢神。
And God wanted to rescue them from Egypt to go to the land of Canaan so that they had a good life.
但是生命没改变, 出了埃及, 还是埃及的生命。
And they should thank God for it, but yet when they left Egypt, they did not change anything.
啊,
and they complained that how bad manna was, and it was so boring.
那我就想起那个埃及的葱啊, 蒜啊, 肉啊, 多好啊,
and they started to think of the food and the fish and the meat they could eat in Egypt.
真的那么好吗?
Was it really that good?
你在里面的时候, 痛苦的呱呱叫, 你都忘记了。
And they had already forgotten the pain and suffering they had in Egypt.
你还埋怨什么? 要感谢神都来不及。
Why did they complain? They should thank God for all they had received.
生命没改变了，还是埃及的生命，就会一直抱怨。
So they did not change their life. Their life was still the life from Egypt.
今天我们是不是一直抱怨，永处抱怨？
So today, do we still complain about everything?
抱怨你太太。
We complain about our wife.
抱怨你老公。
Complain about our husband.
抱怨你孩子。
About our children.
抱怨教会。
And then about the church.
抱怨神。
And about God.
如果这样的话，
If you do so,
你自己也很痛苦。
Then you'll be very painful.
你身边的人也很痛苦。
And when you're sick, you'll be very painful.
但是我生命改变， 从伊甸里面出来的。
But we need to change our life, especially when we come out from Garden of Eden.
它 burst forth, 它涌出什么? 它涌出美词啊。
That river, it burst forth and it burst out praises.
美词的意思就是 pleasing theme, 就是赞美的，很好听的。
And when it burst out pleasing theme, it means that all they had said were praises and thanks.
有一些人讲话不多, 但是一开口都很好听。
Some people, they do not speak much, and yet when they do speak, they do speak well.
谢谢你, 真的很感谢你。
And they would say, thank you, I truly thank you.
辛苦你了。
And then you work hard.
你对我很重要。
And you're very important to me.
你帮助了我很多。
You've helped me.
我都记得你的。
And I remember your help.
感谢神。
And I thank God.
记得我以前有访问过一个癌末的一个弟兄。
I remember I had visited a brother who was terminally ill.
他的晚上都不能睡觉。
He couldn't even sleep at night.
也不能躺下，一躺下就咳嗽。
And he couldn't even lie down because every time he lay down, he coughed. So when I visited him,
他带着呼吸器，带着氧气。
And he had an oxygen mask on.
我都不晓得怎么样安慰他。
And I don't even know what to say.
他第一看到我第一句话。
And the first thing he said when he saw me,
抓着我的手,
he held my hands.
感谢主,
he said, thank God.
也谢谢你来看我,
thank you for coming to see me.
他感谢神, 也感谢人,
he thanked the Lord and also thanked man.
他涌出的就是赞美的话, 他不是抱怨, 他没有抱怨。
And the words that came out from his mouth were praises and thanks.
神要接我回去, 我要见神, 我准备好了。
And he said that God wanted to call me back and I'm ready to go.
生命改变了。
When the life is changed.
他谢谢他身边的人。
And he thanked the people around him.
他也谢谢他的太太一直照顾他。
He also thanked his wife for taking care of him all this time.
这种就是涌出美词。
And this is praises and thanks that came that flow out.
我们今天有没有涌出美词?
Today have all this praises and thanks flowing out from us.
我们来教会,
when we come to the church.
哇, 比如说我们来吃饭,
or let's say that we come to church for dinner.
这个菜不是很合理的口味,
and that this dish, I do not like this dish.
我们也是要感谢, 有人帮你煮饭,
we still need to give thanks because someone had cooked it.
他们也没有收钱,
and they didn't take money.
他们又很辛苦,
and they also work hard to do that.
就算你自己觉得不好吃, 我们也感谢神。
Even though you feel that it didn't taste good, but we still need to thank God.
你觉得不好吃, 你就少吃一点。
And if you feel that it didn't taste good, then eat less.
但是你心中要感谢神。
But in your heart, you must thank God.
比如说这个很辣, 你不吃辣, 你也不要批评。
For example, this food is so spicy, and you do not eat spicy
你就吃别的。
food, then you eat something else, but you still thank God
老人煮,
for it. Because someone had cooked it.
我们看到教会也是有很多工作, 你看到别人做的工作, 有时候不是很理想。
And in the church, when we saw people working, doing work around the church,
不要,
they may not have done it really well.
不要涌出,
but we still need to think
不要涌出批评的话,
we should not criticize them.
我们主动问, 有没有需要我帮忙?
We should ask them, is there anything that I can help you with?
大家都很辛苦,
because everyone worked hard.
你们辛苦了,
and you work hard.
我帮不了什么, 但是我感谢, 我也很感谢, 我为你们感谢神。
I may not be able to do anything, but I will thank God for you.
这样就是基逊河涌出赞美的话。
And this is the river Gishon that they burst out with praises and thanks.
你在家里也要涌出赞美的话。
And at home, you should also burst out with praises and thanks.
对你的儿女, 要肯定他们, 要珍惜他们。
And to your children, you must cherish them.
因为他们有进步，你就涌出赞美的话，鼓励的话。
And if they have improved, then you must encourage them and give them, and praise them.
对你的配偶也是一样。
Same thing to your wife.
涌出安慰的话，涌出鼓励的话。
And to give them comfort words or encouragement.
这都是生命河啊，可以改变生命。你的生命改变，你也可以改变别人的生命。
This is the river of life. It can change your life and also someone else's life.
那你一涌出这种感谢赞美的话
，and once you burst out these praises and thanks，
福气也会更多的临到。
Then the blessings will also overflow you.
我们看诗篇二十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇第五节。
Psalm 23 verse 5.
诗篇二十三篇第五节。
Psalm 23 verse 5.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
诗篇二十三篇第五节。
Psalm 23 verse 5. You prepare a table before me.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆谢宴席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的杯满溢。这里是我们熟悉的诗篇。
And this is a psalm that we are so familiar with, Psalm 23.
大卫他一生当中都感受到神对他的照顾跟牧养。
And David, he felt that all his life he was taken care of by the Lord.
他说，就算敌人，他不是说神当我的牧者就没有敌人哦，不是的，你还是会有敌人的。
And it doesn't mean that he would not have any enemies anymore. Of course, he still would have.
这个敌人不是我们身边的任何一个人。
And the enemies are not people around us.
这个敌人就是属灵期的恶魔，是魔鬼，他要攻击我们的信仰，破坏我们的家庭，破坏我们的婚姻。
And this enemy is in fact the devils that it will break our marriage and will break every relationship.
破坏我们跟神的关系。
And break our relationship with God.
神如果做你的牧者，
and if God is your shepherd,
神其实已经是你牧者了，只是你有没有跟随他而已。
God is already your shepherd. It's only whether you follow him or not.
跟着这个牧人走，
and if you follow this shepherd,
神在你的敌人面前帮你摆筵席，
and that God will prepare a table for you before your enemies.
摆筵席哦，就是大吃大喝啊，就是很喜乐的。
It means that prepare a table means that you can eat and be merry.
就是你的敌人虽然在你旁边，但是他害不了你，没有办法影响你。
Even though your enemies are around you, but they could not harm you.
神提供你保护，神提供你祝福。
God will protect you and God will bless you.
这个就是很大的恩典。
And this is a great blessing.
生命被改变的人，哇，就是有这种恩典。
And so when people's lives have been changed,
然后呢，这里说用油
，they will have this blessing.
高了我的头啊。
And here it says that he anointed my head with oil.
这个油，油就代表圣灵。
Oil represents Holy Spirit.
那大卫最后这里说，我的杯满出来。
And David here says that my cup overflows.
就好像这条生命的河。
Just like this river of life.
越来越多，越来越多。
And that it increases and increases.
这个福气也涌出来了。
And that the blessing pours out.
请坐。
Please be seated.
有一天我们要聚在这条生命的河边。
One day we shall gather at this river.
这条河就是从神的宝座流出来，启示录有这样的记载。
And in the book of Revelation, it records that this river flows out from God.
这个生命河从神的宝座，就是从真教会流出来。
And the river of life flows from the throne, and this river is the true Jesus Church.
今天这条河就在我们中间。
Today, this river is among us.
你有没有让这条河来改变你的生命？
Have you allowed this river to change your life?
那我们现在要祷告。